If you have to give something up, let's hope it's not podcasting. Because this is the perfect pour.
Of Lent.
Love gold. Woo-hoo.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour. It's a show about things interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
Wow, we've just opened a beer. You heard that?
Yeah, you did.
We have a new beer going on the table, and it's a full table this week. We have two special guests, an industry guest,
and Louis
Matt Vaught of Fortiter Brewing.
No, you got to say something. You can't wave at the microphone.
I like waving.
He waved very well.
This isn't a video song. Podcast?
We can't afford that yet, sir.
Video, only on cassette.
Yeah.
And also the infamous Tony Banks.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
You're allowed to go places without Tyler? I didn't know that. Wow.
Too soon.
Shut Tony Bags up.
You just had to go be a dick in the first 5 minutes of the podcast.
Like, you just went full, like...
Hey, gotta get
I love there. Tyler to death, and we all know this.
Yes, I know. I'm just trying to...
It is what it is.
Trying to reopen to, what, four-year-old?
Four-year-old.
Yeah, let's not. Tyler's
the best.
Tyler's the best. I love that guy.
Best surfer. Better surfer than you, right?
Better surfer than me, better brewer than me. Not as good an asshole as me, but...
It's close.
He'll learn one day.
He's the best. I love that guy to death.
Let's give you a microphone, Tony Bags. It's a podcast. You got to get it.
Talk into the microphone.
Yeah, there he is. There you go. So, next couple hours, you know the drill. You'll be hanging out and drinking beers. Talk about beer releases, talk about things that were drank and things that happened, all those things. But before the show, during the tailgate, we had a couple beer. What, Tony Bags, what did we have for the tailgate?
So we had Leisure Lagoon Hazy Pale Ale from Coronado Brewing. Solid. I enjoyed that.
Really enjoyed that.
That was really good.
Definitely gross. on the lemon drop side.
I love pale ales.
We went a little off the radar with a strawberry cider from Tin City called Barrel Strawberry. What was everyone's take on that?
Strawberry cider.
I thought I was sipping on something at Libertine out of all places.
So. Yeah, it was great. I love Tin City. I love what they're doing. And then we had the Mural Agua Fresca Cerveza from the New Belgians. And Rad Stacey would be really proud of us for having that. And yes. It's interesting.
Rad Stacey points. Hey,
she posted on social media that she was almost more happy drinking an Obsidian Stout than a Fat Tire.
She did. I saw that. Because Obsidian Stout is the shit. And correct me if I'm wrong, that was Nick's like beer of the year last year?
Ooh. Could be. We'll go with that.
I'm pretty sure that's what you said.
I believe you. I don't remember, so you could be more right than me.
And now we're on.
And then
to,
there was another one.
No, there was.
Ooh, actually, I have my book.
Yeah, the Berliner thing or my jig.
We already talked about that.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Hey, Mikey, thanks for paying attention.
Okay. Sorry, I was doing board op stuff.
But now we're
on the Jilly Bean Extra Pale Ale from 1840 Brewing, and it's donated by something.
Douglas D-Goats?
D-Goats 25.
D-Goats 25.
I'm actually digging this beer. Strata hops I haven't had too often.
I have not had.
It says it's double dry hopped with Strata hops, and it's very unfiltered, but it's a drinkable beer. I'm okay with this.
It is an interesting color.
Ooh, that's tasty. Actually, that's really tasty.
Let's see. Brewed and double dry hopped exclusively. 6.7%.
Where's that out of?
That is nice.
Yeah, Matt, where's that out of?
I'm going to say it's Wisconsin.
Wisconsin knows how to make beers.
Vintage
it
brewing.
Is Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
All I know from Wisconsin would be New Glarus or Vintage. And I just like Vintage because they have a beer called McLovin.
Nice.
Wow.
So we got Matt Super and bad. Tony Bags here. Tony Bags Industry works with distributor. What's your distributor's name called?
Central Coast Distributing.
Okay.
I know it's pretty hard to mess up.
I knew that. Central Coast Distributing. And Matt is on the prefaces of being a professional brewer.
Keeping my fingers crossed.
Yeah. What was it? A couple of years ago you were here? We were talking about it. You're looking at spots and everything. And
yeah. Well, I just had a meeting with a undisclosed partner that should be. It sounded like it went well. So, but they want to get things going. So they want an answer by Monday.
Ooh, no pressure. Whoa, no pressure.
You know, we were very lucky 2 weekends ago to have Matt pouring actually in St. Louis at the Madonna Beer Festival and.
Nice.
His breweries ran out of beer in the first 2 hours, which was kind of the goal. And that was the talk of the beer festival. It was like, we want that beer that ran out. And, you know, I was really glad to see, you know.
Eat it. Come to Fresno then.
A great brewer and a great friend of mine just crushing it. And, I mean, I went a little fanboy and I'm working the festival wearing a 48 t-shirt and everyone's like, what is that? I'm like, oh, it's cool. It's my friend over there. Like, just go try it. It's going to be good. And they're like, we didn't get any. It's gone. I'm like, yep. You should have listened to me earlier.
Damn it.
Always listen to Tony Bags early on.
That just means you must have just had industry people just crawling all over your booth.
Pretty much. I mean, people were telling me that Bags sent them my way.
And I'm God, like, that's not what I meant. Stop.
I was like, I'm industry.
I need a full pour. I'm industry.
Yeah, I brought my own 16-ounce glass.
Industry pour.
You'd be surprised about how many people, like, I don't have a lot of beer. Like, I don't come with a half barrel. And, like, people are like, come on, just top me off. I'm like.
My favorite was the beginning.
No, I will not top you off, sir. My favorite
was the beginning of the day. We're setting up the booth, and this guy comes over from a pizza place like, I heard you have a Captain Crunch beer. And we're like, we're not even open yet. Like, where the hell did you hear that?
The buzz.
There was no buzz. Like, literally, we're like 2 hours. We're 2 hours before, like, opening of the gates.
Who did you tell before?
No one. And yeah, the dude comes up and we're like, where the hell did you come from?
He was literally the only person that knew the beers I was bringing. So exactly. he had to leak it to somebody.
No, I didn't.
Tony Bags the leaker.
I honestly did not. Because I was standing there with him. I'm like, oh.
Is that true?
he was leaking bad information because it wasn't a Captain Crunch beer.
Oh, what was it?
It was the Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
It already telephone game got the.
Also, it had lucky Captain charms Crunch? In it.
Oh no!
You're all over the internet. I've seen it.
No.
Is everybody talking about it? That yours the beer that was in the news for a week.
Oh, yeah.
See how we can play this game? It's fun.
Yeah.
I heard you had a Crispix beer.
Ooh, I want that.
Chex Mix beer? I love Crispix.
Do they make Crispix anymore?
I don't think they make that anymore.
I don't think so, because I love that share and I don't see it.
The factory that made the brown side went out of business, so they only had the light golden side.
They're like, what do we do?
We can't go on like this.
Damn it. Bring back Crispix. This is what you need to remember for this show.
Hashtag bring back Christmas.
Show title right there.
Huh? Here it is.
Show title.
Will it come back?
I got a list of that beer show. They talk about Crispix. Because that's what cereal beers are all the rage.
Yeah. Can we have a plain wheat tasting cereal beer, please?
So this is going to be exciting. We're going to be following Matt getting closer and closer. Tap room update. It's a good tap room update.
Ooh, yes. Yeah.
We're long over. We're just scratching, just waiting for some more taproom updates from somebody.
You guys saying Zach's is over?
Yeah.
No.
They're open.
I will.
I hate that I'm on such a short little thing of Fresno that Gail's going to slit my throat that I'm not at Zach's at all this my 24 hours here. Because she sent me a text. She's like, look at our beautiful shuffleboard table. And I'm like, you know that I love a good shuffleboard already. Table. And I'm like, I can't. My train was delayed and I had to be home. But I'm going to try to sneak one in tomorrow for a good shuffleboard session.
Yeah. It's like, what, your train's at 6:30?
6:30.
Yeah, you got an hour and a half.
They're going to be there beforehand.
Only a few blocks. You're industry, bro. You can get in. Do an industry knock. Is there an industry knock?
I want some shovelware in my life, and I want some Zach's Brewing in my life. Because my evil roommates drank my goddamn Zach's cans. I like put them in the fridge, and I came home like... Why are those empty?
That was fine, right?
They're like, oh, but you're not like these are really good beers. Where did they come from? Like, yeah, they were for me. Shut the fuck up.
Thanks, bye. Those are the only ones in the world.
That's why I
never get that again.
I have to tape off the fridge when I think somebody might be there.
I should just not have roommates.
Because if you don't do anything, they'll just be like, oh, it's fine. He won't mind.
He gets beer all the time.
Oh yeah, he has beer all the time. Go ahead.
Anytime.
Oh, what does this say? Cantillon? Oh, I don't care. Yeah, open it up. Whatever. It's fine.
He'll get more. Cantillion.
Well, my name was the Zach. Cantillion. And it said Zach's. Cantillions.
Duh.
I did bring you a crowler, though, 2 weekends ago. For
you did.
It was a dented crowler.
And then
crowler.
Scotty B brought me cans for my birthday. That was.
Aw.
Oh,
God.
Sorry. Yeah, the Yasmin.
Matt was there. It was fun.
Yeah, fun. I was there.
How about 40-hour work week?
No, they were good.
They're amazing.
Ooh. So
they're playing all the jams.
Tony Bags, we've talked about it on the show, but you have exciting new clients in your portfolio, your rep portfolio.
We do.
The most exciting brewer to have in the portfolio.
We do. Russian River has been great. It's nice to have that in our arsenal. It's fun. They are one of a kind. I can't say enough good things about them. It is what it is. It's very challenging because they are what they are and they're very particular.
Yeah.
Did they come do a site visit? Are they that serious, that involved?
Yes.
They did.
Yes, they did.
That's kind of cool.
They gave you guys the old white glove.
And you know what?
And then the blue latex
glove. And you know what? They deserve that, and they should.
Mm-hmm.
And they picked the best bars of the best bars to be in, and they picked what their demographic is. And there's a little leeway, as Matt saw, where I got my favorite beer at church.
So wait, you're saying is they went so far as to like review what bars were in the area?
Yes.
Okay. I just thought they'd just be like, okay, this distributor is good. Okay, we trust you. But they took it an extra layer. It's like, they're all, I'm not feeling that place.
Yep.
You're cool. You're cool.
And they did. There were breweries that, or I'm sorry, there were, bars
pour beer.
There are bars that they looked at and they're like, these are beautiful, great bars. Not our
sorry, we're teaching Tony.
Not our demographic.
Yeah.
And there are bars that like, you guys overlook this. Yeah. And these are our demographic. And that was really eye opening to us. And
I mean, that seems pretty consistent with what Vinny does, though, right? Because, I mean, there's a reason why...
They make the best beer in the world, and they get to pick and choose where it goes.
Right, so, and they frown upon people who go through back channels to sell beer, and then they blacklist whole counties
for And again, them. They're... You know, Russian River is Russian River, and they're... very strategic at what they're doing. And it's not San Diego, and it's not LA, and it's not San Francisco, it's not Portland, it's not Chicago, it's the Central Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, hey, this is where we belong. This is what we feel is the culture of Russian River. There's no bottles in on-premise, and there's no, and it's only draft. And they've done a great job at living their culture and not, oh my God, like we've expanded and we have to do, they don't have to do anything. They're fucking Russian River.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're just so like kind and they listen and they're fun and it's a pleasure to have them.
So what you're saying is I can't go to Moondoggies and get a Russian River beer.
No, but you can go to church and have a blind pig.
It's really fucking good too.
So
I say Matt's had a blind pig at church. Yeah. Matt Vaught has had a blind pig at church.
Yeah.
Mikey and Nick need to come visit me to have a blind pig in church.
I haven't had anything from the new facility yet.
It's not, there's no difference.
Mikey's an old facility.
Really, I'm an old facility guy.
Stop that noise.
I don't drink the new facility stuff.
It's different than what I remember.
Hey, Mikey, you know what you have going for you? You haven't dropped a glass in the new facility.
That's right.
That's right. Is his poster on the wall? Is that
a good thing or a bad thing, though? I don't know.
I don't know. We need to get you in there. Let's go. Get me in there.
Ooh, yeah. See if they recognize you and give you the eye. do we have to give this guy?
There's a guy from Fresno. It's that guy from Fresno.
No, you guys went to plastic cups this year. No, just for you.
Oh, plastic cups. Oh. That's just for you, sir.
Oh.
But,
I get it.
again, I can't. I'm very humble and excited to be able to represent that brand.
So can we at least get can we get them to approve a venue in maybe Kettleman City? Nope. So you can go out there?
No.
Meet in the middle.
Meet us halfway, bro.
No.
Come on, man.
The Valero's prime for the
fix. Valero. I need my fix.
That Valero could get all doors, plenty doors.
Nah, I'm good.
Jesus, damn it.
So what, the three days that I was there last for your, I can talk, for your birthday, I had Russian River for two of those 3 days, completely forgot to buy bottles.
Remember that.
Yeah. And I was like, I got to Kettleman and I was like, fuck.
It's like, hey, but you know what?
If only there were bottles in Kettleman.
You know what, though? We had a damn good time that night.
That was a good time.
And then I took Matt and taught him the ways of the setup.
And then I tripped over a cinder block.
You did. Completely sober. I seen it.
That was what happened. You were too sober.
So the highlight for me was, so your party shut down at like 10:30.
Oh, yeah. And then you went to Froggy Beach.
But that's the thing. I was going to go to Slow Brew because I was like, well, I want to go somewhere that's less bro-y at this time of night.
Bro Brew? You went to Bro Brew.
And
welcome here. It's Bro Brew. Welcome.
But they had a line to get in.
Here's your light bar.
Shocking.
Here's your light bar.
And other news, water's
and I, the and, I, is blue. And I peeked in the windows because I heard live music and saw Brandon Freeman. Cloudship was playing. And we had a moment, and I was like, well, we got to go in here now.
But again, like, it's so nice for me. Like, Cloudship plays in Slow more than anyone realizes. They're like here like once a month, and it's so much fun.
They just released like their list of all the places, and they're in Central Coast a lot.
A lot.
A lot.
Because they're very talented.
Yeah. Brandon's very talented. Actually,
they'll be
at Zach's tomorrow night.
They Whoa. Play Slow more than. Then Bear Market plays Fresno as far as bands that cross over.
You know what I hate about Bear Market playing what Fresno? What do you
hate about that?
They always play weekdays where I can't come.
Hey, what do you do while you're watching bands? You drink beer, okay?
Yeah, that's a relatable topic.
All right.
I said.
Oh, you start going Eddie Van Halen
this is not the NBA. You're not James Harding. You can't just sit there and argue. It's over.
Doubles for
he days, does have the bro. Beard, though.
You just start talking Star Wars this, Indiana Jones that. No tangent. But we start talking about a couple of bands.
Did you just triple tangent us?
We're going for record this episode.
You can't triple stamp a double stamp, Mikey.
Can't triple stamp a double stamp.
Yikes. You're on double probation, double secret probation.
So, Mikey, what are we drinking? Because you put the can in there so quick that we didn't get to see what. I know it's a Firestone.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it's like easy whack.
Firestone Easy Jack from our new Hopsulators. A Hopsulator is a can koozie, a high-tech can koozie that keeps your cans real nice and cold for a long time.
Who doesn't like nice cans?
24-ouncer.
It's a Firestone.
Large cans.
And thanks to the Golden Gods.
It had a little bit of a skunk the first sip I had, but it's mellowed out. So
it's Firestone beer. It's well-made. It's easy to drink. It's there. It's
so clear. It's so easy to just call you Jack?
I mean, Tony, have you ever had a bad Firestone beer? Everyone's gonna be
are
like,
we supposed to answer that?
No, you haven't. I'm sorry. So. Yes, you have.
I have.
Have you ever had a bad Firestone beer that doesn't have numbers in
starting? I think so. Yes. I don't remember having a bad Firestone beer.
All the lettered beers.
Concerning the style.
I mean, concerning the fact that I went to...
I mean, AO5 is bad if you're not considering the style, but considering the style, 805 is just...
Have California Honey from Pizza Port that Matt had, that's a honey beer.
It's
brilliant.
Bravo. That's the one I don't care for.
Okay.
I do miss they had... what was the buckwheat one? Was that PNC?
No, PNC was the barley wine. Barley wine is life. PNC was the spicy something or other.
All right.
Anyways,
Tony,
Bravo is a brown ale.
I'm not letting you get off the Russian River thing. I know you haven't had them very long.
Wait, I like Bravo then. What's the barrel aged blonde or whatever it is?
Hel Dorado.
There we go. Sorry to all those Bravo fans out there. Didn't mean to offend.
Hel Dorado is the barrel aged.
They got out their pitchforks and then he likes Bravo. You put them away, guys. Put them away.
Let's go get some lunch. I'm not a big brown fan, but that's a really good beer.
Yeah.
All right, Mikey, what about Russian River?
It's not necessarily negative, but maybe it is. I think you've had them long enough. Has there been an account yet that where it hasn't gone?
No.
Like you thought, you're just like, oh, what's going on? It's just every account just like, boom, blown out, Russian River.
No.
All right.
There are accounts that have done better than I anticipated with that brand, which is very like one particular is very fulfilling to me because I was like, this account deserves it. And they're like, trust me on this. This account deserves it. And Broad Street Public House has just crushed it. And Matt's been there. I don't think Bot's been there. But there, it's a beautiful bar. It's a fun bar. It's a great establishment. It's a great scene. And it's one of the up-and-coming bars in San Luis. And I can't say enough about the owners, about the venue, about everything about them. And they're flipping a keg to a keg and a half a week. And no, there's not been one bar yet that has struggled. I mean, you're not going to struggle with Pliny in an area where you're deprived for a good beer.
Mm-hmm.
That's shocking to hear.
And the name itself just drives people.
I can't believe the Central Coast has a depravity of beer, though.
I mean, a lot.
Especially when you have Central Coast.
We have, I would say we have 2-3 good local breweries. We have Firestone, which is
Firestone's
a national brewery.
You get good stuff into the area as well, like stuff we don't even get here.
But you get stuff in here that we don't get there.
Is it worth it, though?
Yeah.
What? New what glory? Are you missing? Oh, okay. All right.
Bike dog.
One. We got one. We don't get
bike dog. We don't get bike dog. We only got the collab.
Yeah.
Very scarcely Alvarado.
Tap and Cellar.
Mm-hmm. And
Tap and Cellar's a bar.
MGA, I'm fig.
They still get fig,
No, I'm talking about brands. Mm. Yeah. Like, we don't get New Glory. We don't get very, very scarce Track 7. Very scarce Track 7.
They've lightened up here.
Yeah.
We did get them
pretty good.
A little
bit of trouble right now.
Uh-oh. Didn't they do a label refresh?
Maybe. But they're going through some off-the-field turmoil right now. Their original partners are suing themselves.
Well, then.
Uneducated question. Do you guys get Great Change yet?
No. I've not heard of this brewery, so I'm going to say no.
But I have not been out of the house in a week and a half, so things could have changed.
I'm excited for some stuff from Great Change.
Great Change is from where?
Great Change is Kyle Smith from Kern River, the OG brewer from Kern River. Mm-hmm. Started a brewery in Bakersfield. He went to Bakersfield. Yeah, and it's called Great Change, and I know they're doing stuff. But
he started at like Diana, or didn't he go to like Dianosis or something?
He went to Lengthwise for like five and a half seconds.
Oh, okay.
Dionysus is doing great stuff. We see them very, very sporadically in town, but I'm really excited to see Great Change and what they're doing.
All right. They have like a tap room, or they're just...
They have a tap room in Bakersfield that just opened within, I want to say, the last 2 months. Mm-hmm. And it might be earlier than that.
Train ride down?
Yeah.
Get that track.
That $16 train ride down?
Get that high-speed rail going.
It'll be less than that.
Oh, Matt's going to check that out.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, bye.
So, have you been? It doesn't feel like you've been touring California as much as you usually do this year. My memory of your Instagram feels like you've done less traveling this year.
I have.
So, I'm trying to get you to say like some bar you've been to or some brewery in California. Maybe we're not thinking about that you want to talk about other than Bakersfield breweries.
I don't
as much as we love Bakersfield.
Do we?
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, it's still like the old, like, hi, Louie.
Louie's here.
It's more of like the old trusty faithful, like, field work in San Rafael and
in. That's Louie. Louie's fault. Hi.
And in Berkeley, like, they're just so solid.
Berkeley.
Just, you can't go there and not have a bad time. Drake's. I love going to Drake's.
We like Drake's.
It's there's nothing up
and coming. I sadly haven't been there yet.
There's nothing up and coming that's like,
dude, Urban Roots. Sacramento Urban Roots.
So that's going to be kind of a hold out to my looking out for is Urban Roots. Yeah. But
spoiler alert.
Like, and again, like Zach's is killing it right now. They're killing it right now. Like, where I've taken it to brewers in San Luis and I've taken it to people in San Luis and like, what is this? This is awesome. I'm like, yeah.
What is this? What is
beer? Steven and Zach are killing it. They're crushing the game.
I don't know about that Zach guy.
Zach's an asshole.
Steven's great. Steven's great, yeah. But Zach, he's kind of
Steven's iffy. Nice.
Just don't make Steven.
Our friends at that Tayo Sequoia thing just need to post in my area so I can sell their beer.
Tayo Sequoia is available on, what's that service? There's a... There's a brewery. There's
I found a Tayo Sequoia beer in my market.
Uh-oh. That's illegal, sir.
What?
Never mind. I blinked. I'm sorry. What happened?
What?
No, Tayo is available on like Craft Kings?
Is it Craft Beer Kings? That craft is a Kings? It's a craft beer store in LA.
Sure.
I don't know why. I mean, they did a store-to-store transfer on that. I don't know how or why, but they did. Or the Blast
825. Store-to-store action.
The Blast 825 apparently.
That's how we used to get our modern times in the Cost Plus.
Yes.
Back in that day, but now.
Modern and now I just hope and pray for society every day.
Society. What? Who?
Probably have to wait a little bit longer for that one.
They're probably never going to package, right?
Oh, they'll never package.
Yeah. It's about time for them to prairie dog it.
They go enough north past me that maybe one day I can swing some things.
Truck to truck transfer.
It would just be like, hey Kyle, as you're driving to San Francisco, just drop some kings out of your
like door. Whoops, whoopsie.
Have some lunch.
It's like Donkey whoopsie. Kong. The original
stop
Donkey
here.
Kong just spoke with kegs.
Leave the.
This is how we deliver beer.
All right, Mikey, are you ready?
Am I ready? I'm ready.
I brought something very special just for
oh
you.
Oh my gosh.
He's ready to Billy Idol. I'm ready. It. He wants, nice he wants a rebel a, yell.
A white wedding?
With a rebel yell. With Billy a rebel IPA.
Billy Idol's on your plane.
Nobody treats Billy Idol that way.
Nobody treats Billy Idol that way.
That reminds me, I need to go to Josh's show where he's going to cover AFI.
That's right. He is like old school AFI.
Though. 90s.
Old school AFI. Not old new school. AFI.
I need a bottle opener.
Oh, boy.
Cork pop.
It's a green model. You know what that means.
Oh, it's green.
It's going to be skunky.
Oh, it's already skunked. Oh, jeez. Here we go. Tony Bags. He's going to try. Let's see how good Tony Bags is. With all those Libertine bottles he's opened over the years, you'd think he'd be really good getting that cork open. He's using a method of putting the cork in but twisting the bottle with his hand. He's twisting it from left to right.
I think
on your podcast style?
He should beat the bottle with the bottom of his shoe. Right? That's how you get the cork out.
Oh.
Close, but other side. Really there you go.
Now he's... he's heading off to Matt.
We have an assist.
Professional brewer, Matt.
Oh, look how sports professional term. He is with this. Oh, okay, so that's what you do.
Jumping up. Leverage, bro. I knew that.
I'll give you some leverage over here. Yeah.
Tony Bags is like, I hire people
now
to do this for
me. Now he's pulling it up.
Go for the second step. You need the second step.
And
why is there two steps?
There's two steps, sir.
Yep.
Not so professional now.
And boom!
I love gold!
So, Mikey.
How long are we going to let this son of a bitch breathe?
We have a 2015 Canteon Iris.
Where's our damn badges?
One of the whalest of the whalest of beers.
I'll drink it out of my Goldstein's glass. I
personally took this home from France.
What? Wow. This is a France Canteon?
And you opened it here?
Home. Mikey's never had Canteon.
This is a Frantion? My biggest whale.
And I
very
couldn't. Oh, look at Tony Ben.
I couldn't not just have it sitting in my cellar and be like,
I can't.
No, it's Mikey is top. Mikey is top four.
So many people are losing their shit go right now. Going, don't give that
don't
to
give
them.
Don't give that idiot that beer. Don't
give that to judge.
That is not right. Whoa!
And now smell is that this, thing from here.
Tell you bags. Is this sort of the quintessential Canteon, the Iris?
It's one it's of the better ones.
An obtainable one.
I wow. had. Look at I. That. I would have brought a Fofoon.
Would you say turbid?
I had Fofoon.
Turbid.
Turdid?
But I wasn't going to bring that for the size of the bottle for this.
Yes.
I want everyone to have a good, healthy pour of Canteon.
Smells like ants and Windex.
It's reminding me of a Libertine
just
beer.
Kidding.
It's Tyler
beer. We're just aroming right now. Nick's the last one to get one.
Bottom pour.
Nick's getting the Canteon.
It's an enamel ripper.
Getting the dregs.
That smells fantastic.
It's an enamel ripper.
Yeah. I'm going to use my Sensodyne tonight, that's for sure.
As long as we've been on the air, that we've finally had a Cantillon on the show.
We've lost Bot already.
He's in his, I might Bot not be leaving early now.
He's in his glass. Like
everyone,
literally.
Everyone says, like, oh, I got to leave in like an hour. I can't stay for the whole show.
He's spooning his beer, but somehow he's the small spoon.
It smells so majestic. I can't.
He's the small spoon on the beer. That's the incredible thing.
Wow. John Runroy just does no wrong. It's everything he touches is weird. Wow.
You think it finishes so like cleanly. Like you think it's you're like, just like,
yeah, you take a sip and it's like
going on and then it just,
oh my God.
Goes.
Oh wow.
Yeah, I'm almost getting like a mint characteristic at the very end. That some sort of like mint flavor.
Wow, there's nothing like I've had before, I want to say.
No, it's...
Redwood barrels?
Is it an oak fruiterer? Put this on my spaghetti is what I would do.
We can quit now, right? This is the end of the show.
We broke
the furry quarter.
That's the end of the show. We're giving us some cheers.
Wow. Cheese. Matt Vaught is so like eyeball deep in that bottle. He wants to learn everything about it.
That's what I do. I try and learn everything about any beer that I like.
John Von Roy can't do anything, and that's an Iris straight. I flew that beer from France.
That's fucking amazing.
This was in France, and now it's here in a garage in Fresno.
Yes.
Oh, how the mighty have fallen.
Why didn't you wait till July when it was like 100 degrees? I mean,
right. Some dude in France is like freaking out. Like,
is it the ball?
No, the funny thing was, I go to this bar in France and like, oh, would you like growler fill of Cantillon? I'm like,
growler fill.
Yeah, I'll take growler, it. Backpack,
and
pockets.
It's so funny because he's like, it'll be $28.
Fill everything, please. I got this plastic water bottle.
He's like, it'll be $28. I'm like, wait, $28 for a growler fill of Cantillon? Can I have two, please?
Are you sure I can't pay you more than that, please?
But it wasn't that much. Like, it's so crazy when you go to Europe, it's like Cantillon isn't a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't have anything.
It's like Budweiser.
We don't have anything like this. And it's like, yeah, I want all of this in around my mouth hole.
Mm. Wow. I've just never had anything like this. This is good.
This is what sour beer is. This is the quintessential.
This is what everyone else tries to do.
Yeah. And John Von Roy does it better than anyone. And when they built the new Cantillon brewery, he literally took old bottles of Cantillon and sprayed the walls to get the yeast and everything activated and going.
Right.
It's the most perfect brewery in the world. Wow. To me.
Whoa, what?
And
wow.
Westylvania is close second. But this is
woohoo!
I'm hearing noises.
I was at a taco place in Las Vegas, Nevada last month, and they had bottles of Cantillon.
Louis, you can't have any Cantillon.
That were $100 a bottle.
Ooh!
And I had the same bottles that I bought at $20 in a restaurant or a liquor store in San Diego. Like,
But I could see paying $100 for a bottle of Cantillon, though.
Now.
Right.
Not back then. But is it everything you hoped and dreamed, or are you underwhelmed?
Oh, I'm not underwhelmed. I'm definitely, it's more than I would thought it would be. Good. For sure. Thank you. Thank you, Tony Bags. You've done well.
Yes, thank you, Tony.
I love you guys and I love Cantillon.
Matt, Nick, was there any culture things we wanted to discuss this week?
Let's see. I had two things.
All right.
Lagunitas decided. No, not Lagunitas. Their parent company, Heineken, has slashed 15% of its overall workforce in the U.S. to excuse to streamline their
blah 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 streamline
to hone in their skills with how much beer they're not selling. So,
yep.
So that's that. Just to say, so that way people can be like, oh, how come you guys didn't talk about this? Well, we kind of don't care. So,
okay. Big deal.
And then there is a brewery that's been in the news lately, the Actual Brewing. One of the owners, he had his own thing going on where he treated people like crap and he got in trouble for it. But now his.
That's called karma.
Yeah. But now his brewery is filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy.
And everyone loves them.
Right, what now. Brewery are you talking about?
Actual Brewing Company.
Actual. It's Actual Brewery.
In Columbus, Ohio. The outlet reported Actual Brewing lost $558,000 in 2018, $255,000 in 2016. 2017 numbers were not disclosed. That's the money they lost. Then the company reported assets of between $500,000 to $1 million. And then, let's see.
Matt's freaking out right now. He's about to start a brewery. And you're just this year they lost $50 million.
The company also owes federal taxes of $55,000.
That won't happen.
They owe the Ohio Department of Job and Family Services $3,750. City of Columbus, $3,500. Keg Logistics, $21,000. Mobile Canner, $5,000. And its landlord, $39,000. So they lost money and they're in debt to everybody that basically kept them open.
Fun.
Everyone that has a name?
Yeah.
who doesn't owe them money?
And then in 2016, there was a tax filing revealed that there were 54 people invested into this brewery.
Whoa.
So that's this Chapter 11 filing could affect up to 54 people that invested in this brewery. Yeah. So
fun times.
Yeah. So if you don't make good beer and you don't pay your bills, that's what happens.
Remember that.
Thanks for that information, Matt. staring at me the entire time as he was reading that.
Don't be shitty to people. Make good beer and pay your bills.
Well, I'm over.
And don't be an asshole.
Three.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that going for you.
So, not to knock. There was a poultry place off of Weber and Hughes here in Fresno that recently closed, but they had cited that they were 6 to 8 months behind on rent, and that was and PG&E and other bills, and that was the reason for closing. Come to find out, the newspaper had found out their rent was $800 a month for a restaurant.
French toast?
Yeah, and I was like, well, I think that could have been the first bill you paid. Just my opinion. Just pay that one and then worry about the other ones next. But that's
anyone with some more Looney Tunes?
Cantillon? Oh,
wow.
Whatever. Oh. I was kind of eyeing that Easy Jack, but all right.
But what do I know? What do I know about running businesses? Nothing.
I got top Nothing. Pour and bottom pour.
Hey, you know what, Mikey? You deserve it.
I got all the pours.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get middle pour
after all these years.
Mm-hmm. Please, somebody talk about something. So,
we get in culture.
Nick? Yeah, just a couple things I noticed this week. Must be IPA season with all the IPA mixed packs hitting the shelves.
Finally,
Stone, Sierra Nevada, and Firestone.
If you guys haven't had that Stone Got Mad Hops, please look for it. It's fantastic.
Got Mad Hops?
Got Mad Hops.
Is it in a mixer or is it by itself?
I've only seen it on draft on my end, but it's for March Madness, so I'm sure it's going to be in a mixer, but it's delicious. It's very hop forward, very floral hopped, and it It's a stone true beer, and stone kills it.
All right. Looking out for already. Early looking
IPA
out.
IPA season.
IPA season, baby. IPA season. Finally. Oh, it was a tough winter. Very tough.
All that rain. All those stouts.
Dude, it's rained. It's rained more and slow in the last 2 weeks than it has in the 5 years I've lived there.
It's been a lot. I've been getting the Seattle doldrums lately.
You've only lived there for 5 years?
Yeah.
Because I've known you for four.
Oh.
Huh.
Hmm.
It's a miracle.
Hmm.
It's a Christmas miracle. It seemed like forever.
Does seem like forever.
Because I love you so much.
Oh, my gosh. Guys.
Hey, swipe right, you two.
June 22nd through 29th. We'll be back.
Cayugas party? Yeah, yeah.
I think we're closer.
Tavern.
I think we're in Morrow this year.
Whoa.
Uh-oh. The team.
Siren party.
Yeah.
No, not Libertine. Siren party.
Uh-oh. Do we want to talk anything about Libertine? No?
No.
Okay. All right. Keeping it positive, bro.
I love Tyler.
Tyler's the best. Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail? There. Oh, man. Oh, yeah.
Boom. Will you talk about beer and tell me you're driving?
Five five nine 4920542 is the voicemail line of the Perfect Pour in the Dorktown Network, and you can call that line, leave us a voicemail, or you can do it with your phone. Your fancy dandy smartphone can record your voice and email it to us at perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com, and that's what I've chosen to start with this week. I'm totally not wasting time.
Stalling.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How's it going?
It's cold. We're driving.
Yep, calling and Janine.
In a snowstorm.
It is blizzarding.
Ew. No, be careful.
Colorado.
Big yikes. Surprise.
Yeah, no shit.
So, we are so excited to be going to San Diego, and we are so excited that we are going to get that. It with the Scotty B.
Yeah.
It's going to be totally awesome. Who is excited to get it
with Scotty? I'm going to try to do that, too.
That dude's going
to
drive down and meet us down there.
Yeah.
And, that'd be like me driving to Utah to meet somebody.
We're going
to
bring some tasty yeast samples from Colorado to give to him.
Liquid Mechanics.
And we've also heard that the Fontana Gym might come down and have a get it with us as well.
Yeah.
Totally he's, cool.
He's been known to drive 3 hours.
He does things.
Yeah.
Office Space reference.
It's that evil circle that blacks out and falls down places.
We're going to have a really good get it year. And later on in the year, we're going to be going to Portland, too. So maybe we can have a get it with Jazz as well.
Yeah.
It'd be awesome. This is going to be the year of get it's for us.
Get it.
Yeah. So we just I just got my mug at Periodic Brewing because you have to go 40 times. And then if you check in your visit every time, then you get a mug. And so I'm really happy that I finally got my mug. And Colin had his mug like two times.
How many times can you say mug?
2 visits ago, he got his mug, but I just got mine now. And so totally stoked about that.
It's like a drinking game.
We're heading down to one of our favorite places, River North. Which, by the way, you guys have two of their stouts in your fridge that you should drink.
You guys are going to love them.
Sandman.
Oh, we got one. I seen it.
Shadowman.
Yeah, that Shadowman's that's a big one.
Or, no, Whiskey Barrel Aged Sandman and then Shadowman. Sorry. Yeah,
you better bring your Shadowman, buddy. Can you drink
but
that
they're
one?
Both good. They're both good.
Yeah,
really good. So we'll all be in touch with that.
Drink up. And
but I can't tell.
Whoa. What happened?
Jeez, they surprised me.
They broke.
Fall off the...
Maybe.
Mountain?
They keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Not the Rockies clip.
That's what they said, right?
God, why?
Because we need people to listen to other songs.
No one likes Metallica.
I think a lot of people do.
No.
Just don't download it from one? Napster, okay?
I don't know this one.
Radiohead?
Is this the intro?
Are we in pub quiz right now?
This is America.
This is Tommy York.
Wow.
What the hell is happening? Is this name your tune? Yeah. Name that tune?
I feel like I'm at Pin Dragon's
Welcome
pub
to
quiz.
Kill Yourself podcast.
They're all Sandman. There's this one.
Oh. I think she wants us up with the beer.
Hit the tangent.
Ooh, I like that. Take the bass for a walk.
That's better than Metallica.
Surprise, it's still Metallica.
No, it's not.
No way, bro.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if James Hetfield pulls some shit up like this.
This is Bronco.
Ooh, funky. Yeah.
I'm digging this.
I'm okay with this.
I could shower to this in the morning.
What's your shower beer, though? Yeah.
You could take shrooms to this.
Take shrooms.
I feel like this is a band Dorktown would listen to.
Not metal, not from. Well, that's the metal.
Ooh. I'm going to save that for later and see where that goes.
Matt's discovering music.
Or should I say Perfect Pure?
Yes.
Mirror and Mute.
AKA Safety Sue.
I know her.
Ever solo mission. I'm usually in the background just saying random nonsense or quoting Napoleon Dynamite. Yeah, sober as all heck over here. First day in 30 days, I'm allowed to drink again. Just in time for our Vegas trip.
Tiny
bags, save your liver for Friday. Thank you much. Hope you guys are having fun with your new co-host.
Fun.
Who?
Misty Boo.
And
if anyone wants to come meet us or has any recommendations, let us know.
You're my boo-boo.
Also, we'll be in L.A. for L.A. Beer Fest. I think that's April 4th?
Question mark?
April 6th. Be pouring, so hopefully we can do a get up with Kelly. Please come out. Please. Alrighty, well, keep up the good work. Bye.
I don't know who that
God,
is,
whoever that girl is,
she sounds very
she sounds amazing.
Michelle.
She sounds amazing. I should probably date her.
I'm gonna,
you're so forward.
I'm gonna see if she has a Snapchat and see what's going on there.
She does.
Oh, okay, good. I'll find it. I'm really good at finding.
Get those digits.
She's amazing.
Oh boy.
She has a really good taste in dudes. It's really weird.
Oh, that have no chance.
She's really good at drawing signs too. In case you ever.
She's good at everything. I mean, she's kind of amazing.
Oh she my drew gosh. My whiteboard at the Slow Beer Fest.
Yeah, she drew.
Thank you for that.
That might have been your secret to being a hit. You had a good chalkboard.
That
I'm
was
not
it.
Trying to say anything.
That was the Beer Fest label buy.
Yeah.
Oh, that looks good.
But is there, this, yeah. I knew this beer's good, but man, that guy's chalkboard is amazing.
Is there anybody in Fresno that does that specifically where somebody hires them for chalkboard art? For doing the chalkboards in breweries at all?
Whoever they employ at Whole Foods, yeah.
How dare you talk about Central like that?
Have you seen somebody on the Central Coast that does that?
Rachel Hammond is really good at the chalkboard game. Really good. Like, I highly recommend her.
Is she just like a freelancer? Or she work for a brewery? What's her story?
She's a freelancer. Her husband is one of the greatest people I know, except for the fact that he works for Cutwater, who is bought by AB. But we love Captain Pete. And you know what? Yusuf is the most genius G in the game. Hey, I'm going to sell Ballast Point for $1 billion, and then I'm going to keep Cutwater and build Cutwater and sell that for who knows what he sold it for. Just, that dude's just rolling in dough as a gangster.
So much of the money.
Hey, guys! Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I'm driving!
Scotty B!
I just dropped off another beer for you guys at the show.
And it made it to the show this week.
And this one is... This one's kind of weird. It's a Session New England IPA, which is kind of... I don't know if it's ironic or fitting. A few weeks back when I left that voicemail about Session New England IPAs. I was brewing this beer that I dropped off. Wasn't supposed to be a session, though. It was supposed to come out at around 6.5%. But it was the first time I was using this brew in a bag. My efficiency was in the turlet, and my mash temperature was unexpectedly extremely high. I'm lucky it fermented at all, actually. So it has a high final gravity, a low starting gravity, low alcohol, right? So that's what happened. So it's kind of weird that that would happen when I left that voicemail talking about session New England IPAs, when that wasn't my intention at all. Well, anyway, I think it came out pretty good. At least I tried it yesterday and it was good. So I think it'll still be good today. I know beer changes. Hopefully it doesn't change that dramatically, that quickly. But it was pretty good. So I thought I'd share it with you. I liked it. So if you guys drink it, let me know what you think. Me and Matt were also rapping. We were conversating.
Like Dr. Dre?
Talking. And I think the perfect pour is due for another visit to Scotty B.
Ooh. I think
in the near future, I might just show up right around recording time.
Chief.
At the gate or wherever, your driveway. I'll be saying, hey, guys, can you hear me?
I'm walking.
Shut up.
We'll see. I don't know.
Kids sleeping. Scotty B.
I mean, I wish Scotty B was here.
Get up really early, so I don't know if that'd be a good idea, unless I can go in late the next day.
Me and Scotty B had so much fun on my birthday weekend. Because he showed up at church the next day. It was rad.
Love Scotty B. I do find it interesting, though, that... Yes. Okay. I find it interesting that the brew in the bag gave him less efficiency when it's supposed to like increase like efficiency.
Are you calling shenanigans on the brew in the bag?
Shenanigans.
I'm just from personal experience. Like I use brew in the bag for my mashes, and I notice like a big increase in efficiency.
Meh. Your mash.
Shrug emoji guy.
Do you squeeze the bag?
I do squeeze the bag. I get all the juice.
Two hands
out.
Or one hand?
Oh, it's two hands.
There we go. Okay, at least it's two hands.
Yeah.
Double hand the bag.
And it goes everywhere, and it is sticky, let me tell you.
Wow. Oh. Phrasing.
What a perfect pour. Chewy B here with his old goodies. Just a quick thing, homies. I got to celebrate my 43rd birthday over
you
the
old
weekend.
As fuck.
My birthday was actually March 5th.
Happy birthday, Chew.
Got the family together.
Chewy,
and
love
just,
you.
Enjoyed some delicious dinner, a nice homemade cake, and some craft beers. Family members went to the bottle shop and spoke with the owners and got me beers I haven't had. They know me way too well over there. Brought home some beers and some fucking store credit for myself, $300 worth of beer money, Holmes. So here's a couple beers that I got to enjoy that they brought for me. McLeod Ales and Integram Brewing made a collabo Nightfall
Ingram's
over
so
Prague,
good.
A Black Pilsner, delicious beer, guys. Also Lieberman's Strawberry Lambic Fruit Beer at 2.5%. It's like drinking a soft drink, Holmes. Also, Pablo, Beechwood Brewing, a porter with coffee. This beer went the whole night, Holmes. I got like six packs. Everybody brought those down. That was a delicious beer. That's what I kept hitting over the night. My brother came through with a four pack of Dream Speaker Modern Times IPA New England. Delicious beer. Best beer of the night, though, hands down. San Francisco Treat, Holmes, Unsung, and another brewery that I... Artifacts, Holmes. It's a San Francisco Treat IPA brewed with rice, like Rice-A-Roni, the San Francisco Treat. Crazy name. The beer was actually freaking delicious. And let me give out a Tooth and Tail by Belching Beaver and Coronado. That was a delicious New England. But also Mark Conner, the winner of the Fill in the Blank contest. That guy that won the Beechwood awesome hops. He sent me a Hang'em High variant 25 of hops. I asked people not to send me anything, but this guy went above and beyond and sent me one can, which was, I appreciate that. Delicious beer. I think that's about it. Oh, and Chirpin' Bird. Everybody came to the house with a six-pack of this, so there's like a 30-pack of Chirpin' Bird in my house, and that's what I've been drinking ever since Saturday. Chirpin' Bird is IPA, pizza port, delicious beer with pizza port and El Segundo. Delicious, hoppy beer, man. This beer was freaking bright and delicious. That's it, man. I don't know what else to say. 43, man. I still feel like I'm 21. I enjoy video games. I enjoy cartoons. I love lowrider music. I love lowrider vehicles. I like everything, Holmes. I'm a multi-platinum kind of dude, Holmes. I love rock.
I'd love you to come hang out with me.
I love being alive, Holmes. If I'm not here, you know, who would be calling you guys?
Left and, my and wallet in El Segundo. Oldie songs
and recordings, Holmes. Orlet. Last thing, Nick's I'm going so over my 3 minutes. I apologize. Last thing, I'm down to one can of Chocotazo, so I'm going to have to make a run soon.
You got
to
make it Fresno. Or maybe
someone can send me some beer, Holmes. That's about it, Holmes. It's chew your beer.
Hate to watch it,
Holmes. Peace out, eh?
Eggs and waffles.
Eggs and waffles. Hey, Nick.
Hey.
What do you think about that beer?
It's the worst beer I've ever had in my life.
Sucks.
I would like to say, since you mentioned Chocotazo.
Taco Chasso?
Oh my god, Choco Taco?
Choco Taco.
I love Choco Tacos.
Choco Tacos are amazing. And dessert, that's what I got in my mind.
Dessert pairing.
But
we,
how about that?
Steven, Zach, and I will be doing a...
Choco Tasso?
We will be doing a beer together after Fres Yes.
Oh, collab.
After Fres Yes.
After Fres Yes.
So, no fashion.
No. It will be a chocolate coconut porter, though.
I do love coconut.
Uh-oh. Trying to rival Chew Your Beers?
I wonder if this off-topic Mr. Sandman was made with Corey Feldman.
By the way,
back on the Mr. Sandman. Back on the Mr. Sandman.
Because it says Dream a Little Dream.
Of me.
Which Mr. Sandman? That's the barrel.
Whiskey barrel.
The whiskey barrel.
We've got some of this.
But Corey Feldman was in the movie Dream a Little Dream.
We also opened up another one. Firestone Anniversary.
So much work for that reference. I hope someone enjoys it.
It's the 19, the barrel age blend of anniversary, the Firestone Anniversary beers. Was this just past year?
Is this a hazy brand?
No.
Well, I don't know what year they're on.
That's 2 years.
That doesn't smell right.
No. I think they're on 22 now, aren't they?
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's gone bad.
Oh,
really?
It's too sweet. I don't like it.
It is sweet. It's a Parabola Bravo blend.
Whoa.
But it's pretty goddamn tasty to me.
It's very herbal.
That's very sweet.
It's fine. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Oh. Right? Look at Nick. This is delicious.
Double fisting my stouts right now.
I'm okay with this, Nick. Mr. Sandman.
He's got two stouts in his hand.
This Sandman is no slouch, though.
It isn't.
It smells like a bakery in my glass.
Tastes like it has some molasses in it.
All right.
13.8%.
Final email voicemail of the week. And it comes.
Hey guys!
Oh my, no!
Look at Paul!
Wait,
he's alive! This fake
Paul's
Paul?
Alive!
This is fall.
In California.
What?
For a little while.
That Colorado.
Just a little clarification. I was not in Durango proper, but an hour away from Durango. I was so out in the middle of nowhere that my phone didn't even work. I have a shitty carrier, and I had no reception.
Wow.
Bad internet. I wasn't even able to listen to the show, so I've been playing catch up since I've been back. And I think my life for the next several months is going to be just going back and forth between here and there. I'm lucky enough to have some side work out here working for Beercraft. pouring beer and making beer runs. And yeah, so it's I can make a little cash and get back out there. Anyway, that's all I have to report. I just wanted to say hi because I haven't called in a while, and I hope you guys doing great and keep up the good work. And yeah, keep it clear. Cheers.
Oh, keep it clear.
Keep it clear.
That's right. Paul's on my side, folks. My side.
Paul, I don't know where you. Paul, I don't know where you are, but if you're anywhere close to Lakewood Mechanics, let me try to make a phone call and get you going, because you're a great brewer, and I had some of your beers at a beer festival, and I'm trying to get down on some of that. So let's do it.
Do it. Damn. Hook it up. More industry work. For for a man.
I mean, Paul just can't hang out in BevMo parking lots all day long.
BevMo.
I guess when you're an hour away from Durango in the middle of nowhere, they have no BevMo parking lots.
Damn it.
The report from. Damn it. Is right.
Is there at least a Walmart?
So many good breweries right there.
No.
No Walmart.
No Walmart.
The Circle K.
Never shop at Walmart. Maybe a Target. Target has crap beer right here.
Yeah.
The big crap beer scene.
Apparently, the Northeast Fresno Target has revamped their liquor section to look like a faux Total Wine. So it's supposed to be super fancy.
What is it like to have a Total Wine?
It was nice.
We don't have one of those. So we don't have one. We don't have a total wine.
You're not missing out.
It's like prom night.
I mean, we have BevMo, which is where beer goes to die.
And just kind of ends in disaster eventually.
I'm sorry about your prom night.
I didn't even have one.
What is prom? I mean, I watched a movie once.
I seen it in the movies.
I watched Christine and Neverwind.
Yeah, I saw Christine. I'm like, nope.
We're going to bounce out.
Nope. Oh, man.
Any final thoughts?
Thank you for joining us.
Final thoughts.
Highlights, lowlights?
Instagram. Fortiter.
I love you, Matt Vaught.
Fortiter Bruco.
I love you, Matt Vaught.
I love you too, Tony Banks.
Fortiter for us.
Fortiter Brewing Co.
All right.
Facebook and Instagram. And Hopefully, there'll be some exciting news in the next couple of weeks. I'm keeping my fingers
Monday.
Crossed.
You got to make a call.
Oh, God, I hope so.
How long have I been doing this? I don't know. Way too long. Hashtag fake breweries. if you don't know that whole thing, I got called out on Reddit,
Matt,
at one point.
Matt said that you're a fake brewer on Reddit?
Some guy on an anonymous account called out two breweries. One of them was Osho, the one that Craig and Oscar
closed.
And the other one, they didn't.
Well,
name
it's better than Border Hopper.
Yeah, they didn't name specifics, but they were pretty much talking about me and them. And
you know what, Matt? Fuck those guys. You're making great beer.
Thank you, man.
We know what you bring to the table. Keep doing what you're doing.
I love you.
I love you too.
But thank you for having me on and for letting me tag along with Bags, even though he crashed my business meeting.
Oh, did I crash your business meeting, or did you bring me into your
business? He's like, "Whoa, you guys having a business meeting?"
No, did I crash?
He literally sat right next to us,
and
at
and I text you,
and then I jumped up with excitement.
So I didn't crash anything.
He crashed it.
You're welcome. I'm so prevalent that I was there.
He wanted to be a part of it so badly. Like, you could see it in his
motherfucker,
eyes.
Motherfucker, I didn't know what you were doing.
He's like, I can seal this deal in five words.
Hold on. Hey, what's going on? What are you guys doing?
I can seal this deal real quick. He just unzipped his pants and it was just all over.
What are you nerds doing?
I mean, don't be jealous. It's weird.
Don't make it
Listen,
weird.
Listen, I enjoyed it thoroughly.
You're welcome.
Anyways, thanks for having me on, and like I said, hopefully I'll be on soon just to give some good news about progress. And the tap room in question would be in Northwest Fresno.
Yes, more Northwest stuff.
Herndon and Milburnish area.
Yeah. You should go to the brewery district where everyone
hashtag
else is
not
going.
Clovis.
Hashtag 2 years.
Too much stuff is going on in Clovis. Let's keep that down.
So fun fact. I had a rep.
Thank you, Matt.
I had a
thank you, guys.
Matt. Appreciate yes, it. Thank you.
Be safe.
I had a rep sit with me the other day, and then by the other day, it was literally yesterday. And they're like, "Oh, well, that bar's in Flovis." And I'm like, holy shit, you've been hanging out with Rad Stacy too long. And they're like, you know Rad Stacy? I'm like, yes.
Aww. Oh, there's a hug happening.
Love you. I love you, Matt Lott.
We have a hug.
I'll see you soon, okay?
Hug bumper.
But yeah, it was funny. They're like, oh, you know Flovis. I'm like, yeah, that's a Rad Stacy term.
Can't give me an excuse to play it. I'm going to play it.
Yes!
Rad Stacy.
Rad Stacy is an icon.
What you gonna do?
Not gonna happen. It's not gonna happen.
Oh yeah?
I don't think so. Looking out for
Man, are you there beers to look out for? What are you looking out for?
For those of you going to Fresias, we are going to be releasing some Orange You Glad IPA.
Fashawn.
Yeah, he's going to be playing.
Fashawn's going to kill it.
I don't think it's officially announced. And there's another beer that we're releasing, which it's been on the internet machine. What?
Is it Fashawn?
Fashawn's been on the internet machine. Like, Fashawn's going to throw it down.
Oh, no. Yeah, he's going to be there. Yeah.
If you like hip hop, you don't know Fashawn, look it up. He's the best.
He is. He's from Fresno. He's so talented.
Grizzly City.
I don't know from that, but he's really talented at his rap game. Outside of Fresno.
Fashawn.
Then there is a collab from EQ Brewing and Other Half. They're doing a Dreamwave. Flocculation, something like that. It's a double IPA, but it includes lactose, Galaxy, and Citra, which I'm less interested because of the lactose, but Other Half seems pretty cool to be collabing with.
Yep.
And then there is Character Alignment, which is also a collab between Bottle Logic and Other Half. Surprise, surprise. It's a hazy double IPA with Citra Mosaic. So that one I'm extremely excited for, but I'd like to try both of those kind of side by side. And then this one's for the brother. Maybe it's not the beer that he exactly wants, but it's called Salted Maple. It is a 10W40 beer. It is an imperial stout brewed with maple syrup, chocolate, vanilla, pink Himalayan salt and lactose. So, lactose. Yeah.
Himalayan salt, man.
So it's a milk stout.
Yeah,
if you will.
Himalayan salt is the salt you're supposed to be using. So I like it.
But I mean, just for the can, it's a nice auburn color. It says 10W40.
Oh, actual 10W40.
Yeah. So
more stouts are happening. I don't know what's going on here.
Stouty in here.
It's getting stouty. Stouty with a chance of meatballs.
Stout it out loud.
To stout it out. You good? You all right?
Those are my looking at foes.
Right. Nick, are you looking out for anything?
So there's a European brewery, the Mauberly Brew House. They make a beer called the 11th Hour. Toffee and cacao imperial stout.
Why not the 10th hour?
Because The shit goes down in the 11th
hour. That's right. That's when it gets real.
That's right.
That's it? Beer from Europe?
Beer from Europe.
How do you think you're going to get this?
I don't know.
Tastiness is gone.
The what?
The tastiness is gone.
She's gone.
No, Nitch is in Portland now.
Yeah, so she's gone from Europe.
Right.
Oh, yes.
Nitch is back.
Nitch is back.
Elton John's big hit. Nitch is back.
Yeah. Speaking of Elton John.
Gotcha.
Well played.
And I hear Zax is going to release an Imperial Stout soon.
Whoa.
Yeah. Boo. Exclusive.
Perfect Port exclusive. 3BZ exclusive.
That's right.
That's all.
That is all.
Hey, Tony Bags, is there a beer you're looking out for? You mentioned the brewery earlier in the show.
It's still my looking out for beer is still the same thing it was 2 years ago. So, Justin Blabier from Canteon. Somebody send it my way, I'll die.
Oh.
Or Yellow Bus, but
sorry, I drank all the Canteon, dude.
Mikey, how
drink it all.
How was your Canteon?
It was superb. It was sublime.
Seriously,
it was
superfluous.
It was the quintessential. Like it's like similar to when you have a Pliny. You're like, oh, okay, this is how it's supposed to be.
I wanted to be the person to bring you.
Did it.
Canteon
forever will be known, and henceforth.
I love you, brother.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I love you too, bro. Thanks, man.
Only took us 8 years.
So I have another special beer,
Canteon, brother.
I have a really special beer.
That looks like that's gonna take some work to open. We'll see if you can do it. While you do that, the only thing I have to look out for. Nick was. Looking out for a European beer. I'm looking out for a Wales beer.
Oh, Wales, bro.
A Wales beer. Anything.
You could only have it if you could tell us where that's at on the map.
It is in the south west corner of the big island, the big England.
Oh, you studied.
I know. There's England, Wales, Northern mm-hmm. Ireland, mm-hmm. and Ireland. Mm. That is the UK.
What year?
And hopefully Ed.
Holy
I don't
shit.
Know if Ed That's has AF, gone to this, but
bro.
Tiny Rebel Brewery in Newport, Wales. Hopefully our listener friend Ed
from has Wales
gone there. But
oh god, that's so good.
They have won tons of awards. They have really cool artwork, really cool cans, and they sound interesting as hell. So Tiny Rebel Brewery. Looking out for. Oh, what do we have?
What's Mr. going Nick, on? Our so, stout aficionado. Ooh,
Abyss
2012.
The Schutz.
This smells oxidized.
The Schutz Brewery. The Abyss 2012.
It only took 7 years for the black
licorice
flavor to sell.
It's 2012. I've got to wash out a glass here.
Oh. Whoa.
Whoa. This has settled into the best Obsidian Stout I've ever had in my life.
Whoa!
Wow.
Look what you're doing, Tony Bags. Look what you're doing.
Seriously, everything has mellowed. Like, this beer has just... The age on it is crazy.
It's 2012 Abyss.
Yeah.
Wow, we're stouting out loud tonight here.
Wow.
Beers this old don't hold up. In my opinion, stouts this old don't hold up. In opinion, this one is it's settled in nicely,
it's smooth.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
What's the ABV?
Probably like 14 or 13.5 or something like that.
I don't think it's that high. I try to say like 10.5.
You say 10.5, Tony Bags. You said 13.4.
I'll do 13. Yeah.
13.
Wow.
Tony Bags says 10.5.
Oh boy.
Nick, what do you say? ABV Gaming.
It's perfect, right?
11.7.
Wow. It is 11.1.
Oh,
all yay! The ones.
Yay!
Missed it.
It's perfect. Like, it's
perfect right now to me.
It's good.
Too bad Matt missed this beer because he had to go home. He'll be kicking himself right now on the podcast. He's
like, damn it. I could have just not slept tonight.
Yeah, who needs to sleep?
Probably just at home petting his cat. Not that he's actually sleeping.
Right?
A 7-year-old stout is pretty fucking...
That's crazy. Insane. That's...
I think it needs to warm up a little bit, though.
Yeah.
It's really cold.
It is very cold.
Bam! Cut. Drinking!
Untapped, Ron, untapped. And you don't have to be on untapped to drink, I guess. But it helps. Helps your memory of what you had before in previous years. There's many times where I check my untapped and I'm thinking I've had this beer for the first time. And then untapped says, no, you had it before, dude. Yeah, you had it before, bro. Matt, what have you been drinking this week?
Well,
Beer Day Brewer 87.
Sunday was a big blur because it was day drinking for the Mardi Gras parade.
Those are the best days, blurry days.
Yep. let's see.
Sorry, guys, don't be playing games on there. Don't be playing that piano game.
I'm trying to figure out the untap machine. Sorry.
Okay. The patio that we were on.
You're not doing well. There's no music on an untap. You're wrong.
Bleep, bloop, bleep, bloop.
The patio that we were on
to
watch the parade only had a Corona Modelo, so I opted out of having a beer there.
I will opt out. I would like to opt out.
Water, please.
Let me start over.
Sorry, still $20 for every seat.
Matt Vaught and myself went to breakfast that day. We were at Fresno Breakfast House, and I started with the Lupanic there. We went to Tower. The beer was not happening, so we skipped there. And then I over to Detention. They had Adida from House of Pendragon. So choked one of those down real quick. And then we made it over to Goldstein's. And I remember having Garden Vibes from Tioga. A couple of beers I don't remember in between there, like four or so.
The middle part and was blurry.
I closed out the night with the Coors Original that was bought to me by my friend. He walks up with two Coors, and I was like, "Are these for you?" And it was a little bottle. You know,
Can we do one more beer before we quit?
Tony Max, you don't have to ask us for shit. You do what you want.
I have one more beer I really want to share.
And then, while I was at the House of Pendragon playing pub quiz yesterday, we had two Lancelots and another Adida.
Ooh. So what's this Adida like? What's going on
all
there?
Day I dream about hops.
Oh.
And it is a New Englist. New Englist. The New Englist.
The newest of the Englist.
New England style IPA. Fresh. It's only like a week old.
It's a freshy. Let me tell you.
So it was good. Little green, but I think it'll settle out all right.
Okay.
I think all New Englands are that way. Whenever they're released, give them a week. Perfect.
But don't give them too long because they fall off they fall off big time.
They fall? Yeah. They sure do.
It's what they do. Nick,
hi.
What are you drinking this week? That was Matt. Bearded
that
Brewer,
was Matt.
87.
Oh, bigger on the inside. I also finished off the second can I had.
Bigger on the inside.
Inside.
Yep. That Urban Roots.
Oh gosh.
Trying to get back
inside. We got it in the fridge.
You should drink that already.
You think.
You haven't drank it?
Well, I was saving it for the show.
We already had it.
I know, but still.
Your beer.
I mean, if you're not going to drink that yourself, I'm going to take it back home.
No.
That was for you to drink.
Well, I got to do a beer bench video.
No. You get your ass in your backyard, pet your dog, and drink your beer.
Drink the beer. However you drink beers.
No.
The Nick 80 on tap. What were you drinking this week?
I have Bigfoot.
Ooh. And what else? What were you drinking, though?
Size 13 by Sierra Nevada.
Wow.
2019, so it was, you know, freshies, fresh barley
fresh
wine.
Fresh Bigfoot.
Druid.
Is Bigfoot a seasonal or is it?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
It is post-narwhal, pre-session season. What's their session beer? Son of a bitch.
The
son of a bitch.
If it's Sierra Nevada, then it's something simple. Session.
Session by Sierra.
Session by Sierra. No, Full Sail already has Session.
Session. I also had a Druid Heights by Modern Times.
Modern Times?
Is Stout Season.
The Druids?
Is the Stout Season.
Mo by Main Beer Company.
Oh,
Pale Ale.
Nice.
Yeah.
And a No Birthday Party from the Libertine.
I know a guy.
Woo! Oh, man. Tony Bags jumped right up. Like, yes, sir.
Libertine.
I know a guy.
Libertine.
Hey, man. This ain't no birthday party.
Hey, man. I know that, dude.
Mr. Hand, this is like your time and my time.
Our time.
This is like our time.
Tony Bags. Can you think of something cool you drank this week before the show?
Yes.
Are you on Untappd? Are you not checking in, right?
I'm absolutely on Untappd.
No, are you not checking in enough?
I tagged him in a post.
You're all, hey, this is, let's see. Did you check in?
So actually, like.
What's your Untappd handle? Tony Bags with a Z?
It is Tony Bags with a Z.
TONYBAGZ.
Correct. I was flipping shocked that a friend of mine picked me up from the train station coming home and went to Lazy Dog.
Yeah. A new chain restaurant in Fresno, Lazy Dog.
And holy fuck, they had 2x4 on tap.
They what?
2x4 from Melvin.
From Melvin. Oh, okay.
I'm like, holy fuck, yes, I want that.
Yeah. Impressive. They have they have house beer.
It's all made by Golden Road.
Oh God! Oh,
that makes sense.
Stay away from
it. I never looked it up, but
it's all made by Golden Road.
Stay away from the house beer, Lazy Dog. Stay away.
But they have.
We got some bad Red Rope licorice.
Bad Red Rope
licorice. I go Lazy Dog.
Bad Red Rope. Bad Red Rope. Bad Red Rope.
Attention, Lazy Dog people. Do not drink the house beer. Okay. Okay. It's Big Bear. We all know Big Bear. Everybody knows. Don't drink it. Okay.
But
also the ranch is questionable.
Also,
okay, cool.
The ranch.
But they had Melvin 2x4, and I'm like, I sent a picture to the Melvin rep in San Diego. He's like, "Where the fuck are you?" I'm like, "Fresno." He's like, "Why the fuck are you there?"
Like, because I'm awesome.
I'm like, follow up question. Don't worry about it. He's like, "Well, enjoy some 2x4. I'm like, "Fuck yes, I will.
I will.
I will drink the shit out of this." And I love 2x4.
Hey, you have a beer over there
that
you opened up, Tony Bags, that we're trying to get.
Oh, yeah. Pulpin' ain't easy.
You guys could keep that down there.
See, all the hazy beers have the best names. Pulpin' ain't easy.
But you know what?
It's icy.
Central Coast Brewing.
Oh, you've left in the freezer too long, Tony Bags.
Cool, no, I didn't, because Central Coast Brewing still kills it.
That's what hazy beer is. You guys have been drinking it wrong the whole time.
Oh, okay, I didn't know.
No.
You're refusing a Central Coast beer.
I'm refusing a hazy beer.
They might sue us. They might sue us for...
You're cut off.
I'll sue them for making a hazy beer.
Stormy, the thoughts of my brother do not necessarily reflect the podcast or myself. Beer.
We'll be all right.
Okay, fine. Here, you can drink all that easy jack.
That one, you jerk.
That easy jack.
That easy jack is so good. It was
right there.
Easy jerk.
Here's some more...
Yes, Tony Bags knows what I'm talking
about. Oh, pulpin' ain't easy, and it's
this should be called easy pulpy. Jerk.
It must be.
You know what? Central Coast Brewing doesn't do beer.
That is good.
Central Coast Brewing doesn't do bad beer.
Even Slurpee style, this is really good.
Nick, I'll cut you.
No wheezing the juice. No wheezing the juice.
No,
hot on the outside, icicle in the middle.
It's actually amazing cold.
It is pretty fucking amazing.
Well, that's really good.
Damn it.
Yep.
Damn it. More of that.
Pulpin' ain't easy.
I went to Papa Zach's Shango. Brewing with the producer this past weekend.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow. Louis let you out of the house?
Louis let us go.
Damn.
It's okay, juicy.
So good. I brought a can home of that. It was so good.
Yeah, that's a new one from Zach's Brewing. It's okay, juicy. And, of course, I had an exactly mosaic. Right now, the Chocotasso is out right now.
Yep.
There is no Chocotasso on tap.
Is that the first time since they've been
open? It is the first time since they've been open. There is no Chocotasso.
Chocotasso.
Chocotasso. It is gone. Then we went over to the House Pendragon. I had that, the aforementioned ADIDAH.
Adida.
Yeah.
Had it. All day I dream about
good.
Steven Zach.
Brian Head actually pours the beer for
all
you.
Day I like dream about.
Brian Head from Korn?
Yeah. He actually all pours day. The
wait, beer. Wait, whoa, whoa, whoa. Time out. Brian Head from Korn.
I'm just joking.
Teddy Banks is like, wait a second. This is really happening right now.
I came here instead of going there.
So when it happened was
comes to the side of Ooh Dabba Dibba.
Then I went over.
I'm really sad for fucking Ashton Kutcher to pump out in my face.
When we went over to Tioga, Matt was on lunch. So I just got a couple 4-packs and left.
With your industry card.
Yeah. No, I didn't.
Matt works.
I didn't use my industry
card.
Was
this on Saturday?
Matt works.
Yeah, it was on Saturday.
Yeah, that's funny because I walked to House of Pendragon to get lunch.
What? Somehow we didn't see each other.
That looks like Matt, but that can't be him.
No, there's no way that's him.
There's no way that's
him. He works right there. There's no way he's over here.
Mike, he waved at you.
That's funny. I walked to House of Pendragon to get lunch. Well, you walked to Tioga, and you're like, where's Matt? And we're like, oh, where's that lunch?
They had this crazy machine called Text Message.
No, that's not right. I don't like to bother Matt. If he's not out on the floor. Yeah,
nobody should bother me.
He's doing something. So I'm like, I'll see Matt. I know I'm going to see him. So why do I got to make him come out?
He's taking the forklift around back, lifting up the Volkswagen, doing an oil change real quick. And then.
So I've been, and I had that garden vibes all week because I bought it at the Tioga's.
Nice.
And I think that's
garden vibes is a good beer.
Then that one we had during the tailgate, the Leisure Lagoon Hazy Pale from
that was Coronado. Good. I like that.
Oh, and I did have one, the Moderation Dave from Alvarado Street, an English Mild Ale, which, it was an English Mild.
didn't blow your skirt up?
How dare you?
Well, I mean, they did a great English Mild. They just reminded me, I'm like, no, I don't like English Milds.
Didn't knock your socks off?
Confirmed.
No socks. Confirm. Reconfirming.
No socks knocked off.
Socks stayed on. But my socks are off for this Pulp and Ain't Easy. Holy shit.
So good.
Oh, wait. No, so I still have some. Good. That would be greedy for me to take more.
You
when I have
take
stout
all
some.
You want, sir.
Oh, look at Nick. You got all those stouts over there.
Shh, don't say things like that. Cheers. 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 It's the end of the show.
And we're giving us a cheers. Cheese.
Yeah.
Cheese.
Kelly, it's not cheese, it's cheese.
We love Kelly.
Kelly. Whoa, 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 whoa. It's Kelly month right now on the Perfect Pour calendar from Colin and Janine. If you look at your March on your Perfect Pour calendar, it would be Kelly. Who's crap? Cheers, guys. Well, give me some cheers, Matt. Give me some cheers. Who you got?
Cheers to Vanessa from House of Pendragon. It was cool to see her on a Tuesday. Usually she's off on Tuesdays.
Cheers day.
Usually she's off on Tuesdays, and I'm off on Tuesdays, but I went into her work on Tuesdays, but she actually worked last Tuesday, so I got
Tuesdays.
To go see her. Cheers out to the Golds crew. Thanks for putting up with me on a on Mardi Gras Sunday, so.
I'm sure you were fine.
Yeah, probably.
I've never seen Matt like get like, oh God, we got to handle this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Nick, have you ever been like had to just handle Matt like, oh, he's just too much. Like we've got to let's get him home.
Oh he's no, just too he's much. Very self sufficient, sir.
See, he's fine.
Low maintenance. You put Matt in a bar and he's self-navigates.
You don't have to worry.
You know what sucks is he does that same shit on vacation. I'm like, Matt, let loose. And nope. Right here. I live right here.
Like, yeah, usually people just let loose.
No, like, he lives right here.
But see, that's the thing is you guys have seen me out at bars and stuff and, you know, just who I am.
You're going to kill the
whenever show. I go out with work staff, they're just like, dude, you were so drunk last night. I was like, no. I just didn't have to care and I didn't have to be your boss. Though that's a different person because I just don't have to work.
I've seen Matt at Bulls. That's drunk Matt.
Yeah.
It's like,
that one time.
Yeah. Well, what happened was
Fernet got to him.
Goddamn Bulls. Bulls is an evil, evil.
I didn't evil put money place. Into that deer shooting game, I'll tell you that.
Louis's gonna kill the show here.
Louis helping.
Louis, you're really wrapping things Matt, around.
Were we choosing still? We're choosing?
No, I cheersed everybody.
Right. Nick, cheers.
Hi. Cheers to Bolt Brewery.
Good brewery.
Okay, good. Because they follow me now.
Yeah. Down in Little Italy in San Diego.
Buona Natale. Cheers to... Where'd they go? They're right here.
I don't know from them.
Where'd they go, brewing? Where'd they go, brewing?
I don't know how, but they found us.
Where'd they go?
Okay. Oh, I know what I did. Here we go.
Bang the Drum Brewing?
Bang the Drum Brewing.
Oh, sorry.
Homebrewing Lovers. The Flying Fiskernaut. C-Note Flanger.
Flanger. Eddie Van Halen loves to use that flanger.
Flanger. And cheers to Benj Clark.
Yay, Benj Clark.
Benj Clark.
He may or may not have a past with Volkswagens. I haven't yet to find out what this means.
Interesting. Yes. Tony Banks, you want to give some cheers?
Yeah. Cheers to you guys.
Oh.
Thanks, Tony.
Thank you for having me. Cheers to Safety
Zoo. Don't placate me, man.
Cheers to Safety Zoo for putting
Safety
that in
Zoo?
Yeah. Safety Zoo.
Safety Zoo. No, Safety
That's
Zoo.
That's where she's partying.
Safety Zoo.
Where she's partying at Safety Zoo.
Yeah.
This
is a safe zoo, okay? It's not one of your wild zoos like the Fresno Zoo. This is a safe zoo.
Cheers to Kelly for Kelly.
Kelly Clarkson? No. Just kidding.
Kelly, who's Kelly Clarkson?
Who's Kraft Kelly?
Kelly Clarkson?
Who? I never met her.
I need more cheers. Tony Bags, cheers to all the Purple Bar listeners. Tony Bags, one of our best beer celebrities from the show.
Nope.
And one of the best get it guys. You're like, you want to have a get it? You look up Tony Bags. You're on the Central Coast. Find Tony Bags. Say, hey, man, I'm on the Central Coast. Tony Bags will be like, where are you at? I'll be there.
Yep.
I'm coming.
He's getting sandwiches at High Deli.
Get ready for blunts. What's been at? Do you have an equal amount of Blind Pig? I don't see. It doesn't seem like. Do you have Blind Pig? Or you just have Blindies? All right. You just have Blindies.
He has all the things.
No. I have.
We got. What's your Russian River stock? What you got, man?
Russian River is a thing that's fine and cool.
All right. Good to know. Cheers to our golden gods of the perfect sport. They donate money to it. Tony Bags is one of our golden gods. And they give us money every month, $5 or more. Can you believe this? patreon.com/perfectpour, and then return we give bonus material. And this week I'm going to read off all our current up-to-date Golden Gods. Are you ready? These are Golden Gods that have all their payments up to date and to when to forth. The Indie Beer Show, which bonus cheers to Indie Beer Show. They just up the ante a little bit this
week. Good for them. Good job, guys.
Scotty B. Scotty B is a $10 level, and we don't even have extra gifts for $10
people. Doesn't matter.
He's just a $10
dude. He has a bigger spot in our hearts.
He does. Kelly C. I feel like we know
Kelly Chandler. We know her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kelly Cheese.
Anthony Bagdasarian.
Oh.
Who?
God, that guy sucks.
You heard it here first.
I hate that guy.
He's never invited back. So.
Yeah, cut him off.
No. Yeah, we blocked him. We're like, nope, we don't need your $5.
No one likes him.
Sir, we kindly refuse your money.
Mike Montoya.
We feel that you need this more than we do.
Janine Colin and Janine. Ed.
It's like Steve Anzac.
Call
and Janine.
Janine Colin. Larry Souza. The Fontana Jim.
Fontana Jim.
Did you miss Ed from Wells? Okay. He's in there.
Ed from Wells.
Evil Circle. Mike Arco. Matt Tubby.
Ooh.
Colin Salmon. Mm-hmm. The Beer Popa. Another Central Coast man.
The Beer Popa. I haven't heard from that guy in a while.
Uh-oh.
I haven't either. That's
Shane, my neighbor. Where are you?
Exapero. Mitch Roye. Yuji Ashizawa. Michelle Thomas.
What?
I'm seeing the people's real names here.
Hoppy LeBeau.
Yes.
Hoppy LeBeau. Yeah, she's a good person.
Stephen Schiff. Stephen Chef. Chef.
Stoppers.
Al Green.
Mm-hmm.
Carlos Cineros. Cineros. Carlos. Daryl Alagalias.
Cool.
Three Frogs Beer Company.
This is a two pager.
Oh, yeah. Two pager, bro.
Woohoo.
Jean Allegretti. Red Mike.
Red Mike.
At least people like you more, Mikey, than like us.
Colton. Kenneth Learman. Corey. Bostwick. Tommy Maz. Matt Ammerer. Tom Venazio. Benj Clark.
Yay, Benj.
Vern. And Buck Buchanan. Those are all our current Golden Guys.
Wow, thank you guys.
Tell Tom he needs to check his email. There should be the invite to the forum in there.
Yeah, if you're a Golden God member and you're not in the forum somehow, we missed it. If you're like, hey, I'm supposed to be in the forum, I'm not, let us know. Otherwise, screw you.
But Tom, I sent Tom, resent Tom the invite to the forum. So
check it out, Tom. Thanks everyone for listening to the show. Great week. Tony Max, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Matt Vaught, look out for Florida Brewing coming soon.
Thanks for being here.
You're welcome, guys, for showing up to your podcast.
Thanks, Matt.
Oh, sounds exciting.
The Matt, the beard.
The Matt the Beard. Truth,
yeah, Perfect man. Pour Pod on all social media.
The Truth Beard.
And have a great week. Be safe. Have fun. And check your days.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it. I was getting scared for a minute.
Guys! Woo! Hey, guys! I'm just saying, hey, guys!
I'm Mikey.
Parking lot report.